It's Thursday, April 3rd, 2025.
This is the highest level of risk as far as tornadoes are concerned.
Amid mass layoffs, federal weather forecasters still working to keep America safe. Massive cuts at federal agencies halt research into health impacts of pollution and climate change. Plus,
experts estimate there may be a million orphaned oil and gas wells in the U.S.
Trump administration freezes funds intended to plug America's abandoned wells.
Well, all of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
And we're opening up our coal mines again, and we're going to do, I call it beautiful clean coal. The technology is so good now. That coal can give you tremendous
black lung
power.
Oh, so close. This is your Green News Report.
At the same time, it can be very clean.
No, it can't. Okay, Desi Doyen, I know that Trump and Elon Musk have been laying off all kinds of National Weather Service staff. But right now is when we kind of need them.
Yep. Despite the Trump administration's massive staff and budget cuts to those battered agencies, they nevertheless continue to publish critical weather information, including dire warnings of major storms across a large swath of the United States in coming days, with the potential to generate significant tornadoes and, quote, catastrophic generational flooding.
They haven't killed FEMA entirely yet, have they?
Not yet.
Okay.
Extreme precipitation events are becoming more common and severe due to man-made climate change because a warmer atmosphere holds more moisture. A new analysis from nonprofit data firm Climate Central this week confirms prior research showing extreme rainstorms are increasing in frequency and intensity in all regions of the U.S. The Trump administration this week took a chainsaw to public health with massive cuts to the Department of Health and Human Services, effectively closing programs focused on pollution, like the Asthma and Air Quality Branch of the National Center for Environmental Health. At the National Institutes of Health, the administration has also halted future funding of studies and academic programs focused on the health impacts of climate change, because those are now viewed as conflicting with the Trump administration's push to expand fossil fuels. That's according to internal records obtained by ProPublica. The research programs were focused on understanding and reducing the public health consequences of climate change, like extreme heat, waterborne diseases from flooding, the long-term health impacts of wildfires, and more.
Don't even ask about food safety.
But the Trump administration's cruelest cuts have gutted the crucial low-income home energy assistance program, LIHEAP for short, and its small staff that help millions of low-income households afford energy bills and prevent utility shutoffs, ensuring that poor Americans don't die of heat in summer or freeze to death in winter.
So we've just done away with that agency?
Well, effectively, they have dismissed the staff, which has gutted the agency and made it impossible for it to carry out its work.
So the agency exists, just nobody still works there.
Sadly, yes. In other news, Congress approved billions of dollars under President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act and infrastructure law to clean up hundreds of thousands of oil and gas wells across the country that were abandoned by the companies that drilled them. Orphaned oil and gas wells leak massive amounts of the climate-warming superpollutant methane into the atmosphere. Toxic chemicals used by drillers contaminate local water sources. Here's Melissa Ostroff of nonprofit Watchdog Group Earthworks in an interview with PBS NewsHour.
There's no responsible party that we can hold accountable now to clean up the mess that we have here. And so it's just leaking into the air, one of these at a time.
High Country News reports that landmark program is now frozen under Donald Trump's barrage of executive orders directing federal agencies to stop distributing unspent funds from those laws, halting the cleanup just as it was getting started. Meanwhile, up at the North Pole, the end of winter marks the peak for sea ice extent. But new data show that sea ice has hit its smallest winter peak extent on record in the satellite era, marking profound changes underway in the Arctic due to man-made global warming.
Well, let's shut down those satellites right away.
But there is a bit of good news. For things that breathe in Illinois, in a city council election held this week in Naperville, Illinois, the fate of a giant polluting coal plant was on the line. Voters chose an anti-coal majority for the city council, ensuring that that coal plant will shut down on schedule, proving that once again, elections really do matter.
One election, one coal plant at a time. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
I know you're feeling like you got nothing left. Well, lift your head. It ain't over yet, ain't over yet. So move.